They were old when I was young. Now they've all but passed away. Now it's just a secondhand memory of the day when from all around the world they sailed off to Spain to fight against the fascists, where so many men were slain. Who will recall the days when they all stood side by side, now that the last Lincoln veteran died? Beside Martin Luther King, or in a veterans parade, you could see the men who made the journey to join the 15th Brigade. When men of many nations, of most every creed and hue, Catholics and Protestants, atheists and Jews, joined together in the trenches to turn back the fascist tide. Now that the last Lincoln veteran, the working class of many nations joined in a desperate bid. With what weapons they could find, they fought to save Madrid. From Brussels and Berlin, Galway and London town, who will recall the brigadistas who went to take the fascists down? And olives cry, now that the last Lincoln veteran had the tanks. But Il Duce and Der Führer deserve only some of Franco's thanks, 'cause the fuel to move the armor came from the USA, and the men that they gunned down were from New York and Frisco Bay. Uncle Sam claimed he was neutral. Who will veteran died? They say people get conservative the older that they age. They say that being radical is just a useful phase. But the finest communist I've known lived to 95, and he spent his whole life striving for humanity to thrive. To forget these fallen heroes is something I cannot abide. Now that the last Lincoln veteran died. Now that the last Lincoln veteran died. There's a valley in Spain called Jarama. It's a place that we all know so well. It was there that we gave of our manhood, where so many of our brave comrades